Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what were you not expecting to see that day? And here come your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
You gonna make it?
Guys, I'm a bouncer in a bar in Pierce County. Probably not. A couple weeks ago, I was leaving the bar after closing down. It was just me and the bartender. Went outside the parking lot, came around the corner of the building, and saw a guy and a girl going at it, wide open, middle of the parking lot. She was doing the full porn star thing. You could hear from 20 feet away. It looked like she was doing a pretty good job because the guy was laying backward over the top of the car. Unfortunately, I had to go break it up because of my job. I've never seen a man look more embarrassed and pissed off at the same time.
Yeah, both of those emotions.
I'm Donovan. A guy's visiting my boyfriend on Oahu last summer. We were stopped at a red light just outside of downtown Honolulu. Headed to North Shore for the afternoon. A man pushing a shopping cart in the crosswalk stopped in front of us, turned his back, dropped his pants, and pushed out a turd to a choking elephant. Pulled up his pants, went back to pushing his cart, and still made it to the other side of the road before the light turned green.
Damn.
We decided to skip lunch after that. Just went straight to drinking. Yay, paradise. That from Diane.
That is something.
Ah, beautiful Hawaii.
Oh, God.
Jesus. They don't put that in the brochure.
Oh, guys, my son has a birthday today. His name is Bodie. Can he get original fish sandwich? And you guys talking all over each other about your favorite Super Mario Brothers character. I love the show. That from Marty in Castle Rock.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
That's
mean. I don't know. I guess it's Mario and Luigi.
I think Diddy Kong.
I'll go with Miami.
Sure.
Mario.
Okay. Guy, this is for Gary, my sexy handyman, the greatest man I could have ever happened to meet. It's been 5 years going on for the rest of our lives. Happy dirty 30, even though I'm out of commission, but you know you're welcome for my baby. You're my favorite. Love you forever. Sincerely, that from your sweet tart. So how about a suck it up cupcake and the dirty Germans talking about sexy acoustical ceiling technicians. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Camille.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. That is the thumbnail that I tapped on Pornhub just last night. You are right. Acoustic ceiling tile installers are quite sexy.
Just such a specific thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he gets it later. It's not a ceiling tile, right?
Yeah.
Just to put her up top.
Yeah. So when she screams in ecstasy, the neighbors above her can't hear. Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
This is the way it sounds like this man has a lot of cock.
Yes.
From a caulking gun.
Guys, today's my husband, Sean's birthday. Can I get a couple of gets from Thrill and Mickey and Goofy talking about how awesome it is that he shares a birthday today with Mickey Mouse? Thanks, guys. That's from Jenna.
Get. Well, guys, this is a special day to have a birthday. You share a birthday with my old boss, the mixer over there. Now, I don't want to give away too much, but I heard many may have shaved their pubes into the shape of the mouse ears.
No. It's going to be pretty wild in there tonight. The kingdom's open. Nobody's there. You're going to see King Kong. That's what I call my mouse fingers.
God. Three of them?
You do the math.
But y'all also wish my super dope older sister a wonderful 31st birthday. Tell her how incredibly proud I am of her, of raising my even doper niece. Maybe Coach Kid, Ted can cheer her up by pretending she's the favorite child for once. That would be fun. Thanks, guys. That from Pimpin' Her Mom. Pimpin' Her Mom, 69.
All right. Well, I can tell you one thing. If you get to be the favorite kid for once, you obviously aren't. You're also probably a middle child. Parents never sit around and go, you know what? You know what we did right? The middle child. But hey, listen, it's your birthday. Your mother loves you. You'll be fine. Today, you're her favorite.
Guys, to my lovely wife, Jennifer, happy birthday. And let's get Swifty at it tonight. Love you, babe. Can we get a big old bong rip? And a couple dirty Germans talking about the delicious duty maker. Thanks, guys. That from the Drifted Craft.
Swifty.
Bong rip. Bong rip.
Yeah, as your duty maker, that is how we make one of my favorite dishes. It's finger-licking good. It's called the Stinky Pinky.
Yeah, I like the idea of you getting this Swifty tonight. I just hope the giant heads approve.
Jesus.
It's an intergalactic singing contest.
Yeah. Guys, me and my wife bought a bar in Rockport, Washington, under a year ago. Things are getting rough for us right now. For my birthday, I would like you guys to talk all over yourself with words of encouragement that we can make it through these tough times. That from the hippie.
Well, I'll tell you right now, man. All you have to do is
I'm chopping that up.
We'd also say the name of it if we knew it.
Guys, I just want to wish a happy birthday to my lovely lady, Shell. Can she get a Sarah Palin and the Dirty Germans talking about delivering packages? Love you, baby. That from Thomas.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I do the reverse of deliver the package. I am the porch pirate. I would deliver the package to you right on your front porch, in front of everyone, on your Nest camera.
Yeah, so there's a crowd around, and I'll deliver this package.
Yeah.
For society.
Yeah, they don't call me Amazon because I work for them. They call me Amazon because I'm wet like the river.
Yeah, and I leave the back of all the buses with a smile on them.
All of it, just my coworker Rob's birthday is today. Can I get Mickey and Goofy talking about the McRib? Honest opinions are welcome. Thanks, guys. That's from Emily, a.k.a. Health Inspector Red.
Well, guys, here in the most wonderful place in the world, the McRib is what we call Minnie Mouse. But frankly, I'm a dog. I lick my own butt. I ain't anything.
You know, as a man that owns a giant company, or a mouse that owns one, I understand the power of marketing. So the McRib is delicious. You should get it whenever it's available.
I ain't one every time someone throws out the half they don't want.
The best part is those onions.
And I always thought it's amazing as a dog. Yeah. You know, I don't know a lot about anatomy, but why does it look like there's ribs in it? If there's no ribs in it.
I don't think it does. Hold it, Charles. I want to wish my wife, Ashley, pronounced Princess, a happy 40th birthday today. I can't believe that she continues to put up with my dumb ass after 10 years. Can I get a what the F is that, Jay, and Andro Penis, and the Dirty Germans talking about her starting her goat stud service this year? Happy birthday, baby. Daddy loves you.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Andro Penis.
Yeah, I hope that you're starting this goat studding business because it brings you simple pleasure, not because it was looking for a goat studder.
Yeah, so there's not enough of these male goats around. Now, so out there studying, either way, it sounds like you have one angry goat on your properties. You invented business.
Yeah, just send me the address. I will help.
What's he call a female goat?
Sheila.
Oh.
Female goat? I don't know.
Is it still just a
goat?
A
ewe is a sheep. I'm not sure.
Just call me that.
See, I hate that you ask that question, because now I really want to know what you call female. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you call a female goat, but I must know now.
Does or nannies?
Nanny?
Nannies.
Okay.
Get away from me, you nanny.
You ever have sex with a nanny?
All of it, y'all, says my friend B. Speedy's 53rd birthday. Can I get a your penis is too small and some inspirational words from Coach Ted about a small unit? Thank you, guys. That from Mr. J.
Tell you what, small unit's one thing. We can work around that. Now, the problem is they're also calling you Speedy. So what that tells me is you have a small vehicle that's getting finished before we get to the finish line. Speedy, what I say,
Concentrate. Think about somebody you hate. Put them in your mind when you're making love next time.
Yeah, I always think about the three-eyed dog sniffing my butt.
Yeah, that's a tough one, Speedy. Small, sure. Small and fast, only if you're returning kicks.
Guys, it's my birthday today. I was wondering if I can get an OG fish sandwich and some dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. That from Consuelo.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, have you ever worked with a tool? It's a hammer made of meat.
Sure, this is Consuelo. The name sounds so exotic. Get India.
Yeah, it is quite the exotic name.
Yeah, I'm gonna quase of him.
Hello, guys, it is Mark here. A large group of my friends and I are celebrating in Cabo and are streaming live. Can we get an uh-oh lookout? And the Dirty Germans telling me how to party a proper for my 50th birthday. Ooh. In Cabo. Thanks again, guys. That from Mark.
Uh-oh lookout.
Yeah, the problem with getting drunk in Mexico, I often make children this way. But for your 50th birthday, I think all you need to do is say, hey, it is my 50th birthday, and I'm in Cabo. The good will come to you.
Yeah, I've never been to this Mexico, but I've seen the films on the kids at the spring break. Just here, listen for a whistle, and some man will pour tequila down your throat.
Yeah, and it's Cabo.
Yeah, right, isn't it? I don't know. Or is that more, the other side?
What's that now?
You know, you see the spring breakers, and they're in the clubs.
Oh, they're in Cancun, but they go to Cabo on the West Coast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're having a good time. You know you are.
All the bitches, please wish my pops, Gary Barrett, pronounced old effer, a very happy birthday, however the old hell you are. If you could get Coach Ted telling him how fantastic an old effer can be with a proper attitude, that would be great. Rock on, bitches. That from Sickness of the Riff.
I tell you what, funny enough, we got an old effer in my family as well. Sometimes the problem with these old effers... Well, they're like an old female goat. You gotta get him in line. Tell him to stop being a nanny. Well, let's go, old effer. You ain't dead yet. Fire one up, son.
Hello, guys. It's my 57th birthday this year. Sucked. All my plans to party got canceled. I want Captain Crunch to wish me a very happy birthday. Thanks, guys. Love, Robin.
Well, I've always enjoyed the name Robin. It reminds me of the first time I met Batman's partner. He doesn't look so bad out of those green drawers either.
Yeah. But y'all, today can I celebrate 57 years living on the rock and 42 years listening to the rock. So how about your penis is too small and the Dirty Germans telling me how to convince my wife she needs to give me some of that loving tonight. Thanks, guys. You make the afternoon drive time so much more tolerable. That from Glenn.
Yeah, it's simple. You buy her a bottle of red wine, mouth open, insert.
Yeah, you just need to get one of those little cool stoppers.
Yeah.
Which is the top of the bottle. Yeah, by the way, this just goes for anybody that might know me. Stop sending me those things.
Are you getting wine stoppers?
Yeah, every once in a while, like every couple of years, somebody will send me one and be like, they say, you know, Seahawks or Terps, thought you'd like it. Like, when have you seen me sit around the house cracking a bottle of wine?
Right. Every weekend.
Right? I have three
That's
really
all
good,
you do on Zoom.
Yeah, I have really good bottles of wine. They've been sitting there.
Right, because you save them for the right reason.
You're waiting for someone who might want to drink them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. If I'm drinking wine at the house, it's rosé and a screw top.
And no glass.
Well, I have a stemless glass.
Uh-oh, look at you.
I'm fancy.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Steven Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It's up to us to determine out of the three which story sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, the argument is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, today, let's just get right to it. In this case, a pregnant woman took to Reddit. She wanted to share that her dog's name is Jerry, underwent expensive tests after she became concerned about her pet's, quote, unbelievable and stinky farts. Now, the woman mentioned that she smelled something really disgusting while she was having dinner with her husband and the dog about a month ago. She said, quote, my husband instantly made a face, so I knew it wasn't just me. I'm also pregnant, so my sense of smell has been a little sensitive at this time.
Husband, of course, blames it on the dog. She says, quote, it honestly smelled a little like rotten eggs. She said she then added that she thought it was a one-time thing. However, the foul smell came back again and again. She lit candles, she lit incense, but nothing seemed to work. She finally said, you know what, I'm going to take the dog to the vet. She says, quote, my vet recommended a diet change for the dog. So I changed the diet, but the stink continued. I was losing my mind. My husband still kept his mouth shut. The vet was extremely confused, ordered a bunch of tests. It cost a lot of money. All the tests showed that the dog was fine. She says, I'm losing my mind here. My anxiety started kicking in. What if there's something wrong with the dog? What if we lose him? I'm very stressed out. About 5 weeks later, she finally broke down in tears because the thought of losing her dog. That's when her husband finally confessed the truth. It was not the dog. It was him.
Ah.
Understandably, she was furious, kicked him out of the house. All the friends even took her side on this. She says, to be clear, I did not mind that he lied in the moment, but he knew we were going to the vet. The vet was confused. He even went to the vet appointments with me. It takes him a full panic attack and mental breakdown to tell me the truth. Now, the husband was allowed back in the house after she calmed down. And when the husband went to the doctor, he was recommended to change his diet. However, the woman did not let it go so easily. She made him pay back at least her half of the vet bills out of savings.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Dude let it go for 5 weeks. Yeah, babe, just take the dog to the vet.
What was he eating for 5 weeks?
There's something wrong with the dog. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Dog screwed.
Now let's go to the United Kingdom, where a man has been charged with assault after farting in an Uber and then attacking the driver for protesting. Says he behaved in an unattractive manner that night, that according to the defense lawyer, the incident reportedly occurred last year in Kingswood's James Mallet. He farted in the back of the ride while on the way to a local nightclub with three other people. Now, this was the final straw for the Uber driver, who allegedly suffered abuse at the hands of the other passengers. The prosecutor in this case says that the Uber driver told the man to leave the vehicle, whereupon the flatulent fare offered a fight to driver and struck him in the head. Well, the driver responded in defense by punching that dude back in the face, knocking him to the ground. At that point, a young lady that was with the Uber party reportedly persuaded him to leave. Police encountered the unruly passenger a little while later, sporting a cut on his bottom lip, and they added he was plainly intoxicated. Fortunately, the gassinger, as they call it, he admitted to assaulting the guy.
Gassinger.
Ended up paying a $650 fine.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a terrible Uber rating.
And a terrible Uber rating. And finally, we go to Florida, where a woman who fumed about her father's farts has been arrested for battering him because of his relentless flatulence in their shared home. Nicole DeZois, she lives with her 59-year-old father in Largo, back to Largo, Florida, it's outside of Tampa Bay, raised the stink about his noxious emissions about 2 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. She then punched him in the face numerous times. Responding officers found the victim with a bloody left eye, scratches all over his neck as a result. Well, she was released without bail after being arrested for domestic battery and booked into jail. She pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor charge. And by the way, a judge ordered her to stay away from her gassy dad.
Ted, I think the guy who blamed the farting on the dog sucks the least.
Yeah, right, because nobody was assaulted?
Yeah, he paid half the bill.
But only because she found him out.
Well, no, she had a full... Remember, she's pregnant. She has a full-on panic attack. She's scared she's going to lose the dog. And that's when it's finally like, okay, maybe I should just...
Well, they're consistent.
Yeah, that's
true.
It's
not
like eggs.
I guess you're right. That guy really just annoys me.
I kind of like
it. What were you going to do for, like... How long are we going to stretch this out?
Well, I mean...
Also, just get up and go outside. I don't know.
Good point.
How much did he like this girl? I'm starting to think not a lot. So, sure. Some people got physically assaulted. She got emotionally assaulted. So, that doesn't suck the least. You know what? I'm going with the girl in Florida.
Who beat up her father?
Yep.
At 2:30 in the morning because he was farting in his sleep?
Yep.
I'm going to say no on that.
I know a gaseous father.
First of all, get your own damn place. He's 59 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you beating him up at 2:30 in the morning?
He's living with her.
Could be.
It just
you
says shared residence. Right, so we don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
Get your
stinking
butt out of here.
I think it's a toss-up, man. I mean, because on the other hand, the Uber guy, he smashed out of his mind. Drunk people never make good decisions. The Uber driver knew this when he got into Uber.
See, I think he sucks the worst. He hired a guy. Guy comes and picks him up.
Sure.
He gets in his car and starts blowing it up.
I mean, I've done that, but I've also had a cab driver do that. You get in and the guy even told me.
It's his cab. You kind of go, all right, well.
Also, just crack the window.
That's what I would do.
No, roll them all down. Don't crack them. There you go. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, you are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're in the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we'll drink, we'll toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now, but first a quick check-in with Mike Hawk. And some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Spirit Airlines banned a man on TikTok that created a quote-unquote hack that edits your boarding pass to make it look like you've paid for a carry-on.
Aha!
Mm-hmm. They're okay with one person doing it, but if everybody knows how to do it, then it's a problem.
And a Spirit Airline, the airline you don't want to be on anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't believe I've ever actually been on Spirit Airlines, but I don't know anybody that has ever had anything good to say about it.
This what if your airline were a bat was
maybe
flying around
the
cabin?
Maybe if you're in the frequent flyer club, it'd be all right there.
Yeah.
You earn Cheez-Its.
I feel like when people buy Spirit Airlines, they know exactly what they're getting.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it's what they choose to live with when air travel sucks as it is. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do it cheap with Spirit Airlines.
It's point A to point B.
Right.
I just need to get there.
Right, and it's the Greyhound version.
Exactly. Exactly. Canadians have been warned not to let moose lick their cars.
Okay.
Because apparently they like the taste of rock salt.
Is that what that's from? I just saw something that said, hey, warning, don't let moose lick your cars. Which
what
also,
are you supposed to do about it?
So that begs the question, what do you yell at the moose?
Because if the moose is like, I'm going to lick your goddamn car, I'm like, okay.
Have Mike, fun. I don't think you just shoot a moose in the middle of traffic. I mean, I know it's Canada. That still seems a little aggressive.
He's licking my car, dude.
He's totally licking my car.
Did you see that? He was licking my car. Bastard. Almost $7 million worth of Apple products were stolen from a delivery truck in the U.K.
What's that, like two iPhones?
About to say, two brand new Jesus. iPhones and a pair of headphones.
Right. They're going to have to steal two more next year.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the upgrades.
Just to pay for the AirPods. Amazon opened up an online pharmacy where they'll deliver your prescriptions in a few days. Basically, you give them your prescription, and then it'll just show up there at your doorstep.
Wonder who that'll affect.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, he must really be sick.
Yeah.
Moving on. A man in Indonesia became a millionaire when a meteorite crashed through his roof, and he sold it for $1.8 million.
That's cool.
Lucky son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right time, right place.
Yeah, he was in his backyard making a coffin.
Right.
Yes, it's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. For himself?
Well, I thought it was going to hit him. It just missed him.
He was preparing.
Criminy. But who do you sell that to for $1.8 million?
Trust me.
Museum, university.
Yeah. They came and got that thing in like 10 hours.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who you call to say a meteorite, but yeah.
Where do they get that money from, though?
The meteorite fund. The slush fund.
Yes, I don't get it.
It's the meteorite slush fund.
You ever been to a museum? They're not cheap.
No.
They get that money every time you go.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't museums just put a little price tag on there? Like, if you'd like this meteorite,
$1.9
million. And the thing is, they could lie. I could just find a rock, spray paint it black. You don't exactly. question them. You're like, oh, that's a meteorite.
They wouldn't take a look. My God. Hong Kong, Paris, and Zurich have been named... I can't even see. Have been named the world's most expensive cities. New York and L.A. made the top 10.
Congratulations.
Right. Yay. I don't know if that's something that I want to be proud of.
Well, you know, Hong Kong and Zurich, it's...
Hong Kong and Zurich.
The people that live there, they're doing quite well. It's like San Francisco.
Same with New York.
Yeah, you're not broke and living there. Or maybe you're broke because you live there. But.
Right.
Right.
It just means people can't live there.
That's the idea.
All right, are you ready for this? A new survey asked people after they create a, quote, underwater sculpture in their toilet, who do you brag to about it?
Oh, my buddies.
Talk about the size of the poop?
Yeah, come right back into the office. Tell you
instantly.
Right.
And sure.
You lay a fat one in the old porcelain. Who are you telling about it?
Oh, you guys, for sure.
I don't know that I text anybody, but I definitely talk about poop here more than any place else.
Yes.
So let's see here. Okay. I have the top three answers. The top three. You know what? No. That's not how I'm going to do this. 56% of people tell their family members. That is the most. That is the number one answer, is that they're going to tell their
family. If you're at home.
That they just laid a big one.
I mean, I might give them a warning that I have let they stink.
Right, but what counts
But not so much the sculpture itself.
But what counts as family members? Like, am I going to call my old man like, Dad, you never guess what I did?
Yeah. It's a question mark. With a dot and everything. It's amazing.
This thing was breached like an eel at the aquarium. 22% of people tell their friends. See, I thought that one would be higher.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to tell you guys before I tell my family, like, dude, you'll never believe what I just did in there.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to call my mom to tell her what I laid down, but I have no problem telling you.
Right. You're going to tell the person in closest proximity to you that will accept the information.
Okay, if you're walking your dog, right?
Right.
And they lay one down.
Oh, yeah.
You tell the dog.
Dude, that is huge.
You really laid one down. I mean, he knows.
Right.
She knows.
You proud?
Right.
I'm not even
This
mad.
Is a two-hander.
That's impressive.
You're going to need another bag.
Oh, man. 22% said that they're most likely to call their doctor because they're worried something's going on.
Really?
I know.
So that's supposed to be
I've
a good
that reaction.
Yeah, like, I'm oh, doctor, I'm going to call you. I think I ate too much.
Right, he probably did.
Oh, yeah,
well, I mean, what is your doctor going to do for you at that point?
Hang up?
Yeah.
Just wait for it to come out there, son.
Just take a poo, man.
Right.
Exactly. So I also do have another study here that might pose an issue for some of the gentlemen in this room. But as you guys know, that throughout the pandemic, a lot of people, their grooming habits have kind of gone away, and the beard has made a massive comeback.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. According to a new survey, only 5% of single people who date men say that they won't date someone with a beard. Never mind, that wasn't bad news at all.
Yeah, it sounds like good news.
Yeah,
sorry.
You got a beard. Very good news.
You know me, I'm not on this thing. I ain't working on it. 86% say they like facial hair because it makes a guy look, quote, more masculine and mature.
Yeah.
For me, it makes me more attractive because it hides my second chin. And even the third one that's hiding back there.
That's a good one.
That's right.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gives you gives me a jawline.
Right. I can shape this bad boy. I don't, but I could.
And you know what? Some men can't grow them.
That's right.
And we know who you are. We can see your crappy little connection there.
Jesus,
get real, man.
Oh. Dang, Ted, I'm a whisper's breath away from that, man. I'm still waiting for mine to fully fill in.
Yeah,
I got this.
You're 30. It's not going to happen.
I know. There's already so much gray in this. I'm looking over at Ted. It's like, he doesn't have half as much gray as I got in my beard.
I got some gray, though.
You got coming some, in. Yeah.
Yeah, I know I got gray.
And then I look over at you.
Yeah.
The survey also...
I'm like a black Colonel Sanders.
The survey also found men with facial hair in their dating profile pictures get 3 times more matches.
Yeah.
That's the same women with the beards.
Would you have to keep the same accent as black Colonel Sanders?
Hi, I'm Black Colonel Sanders.
Hi, this is Black Colonel Sanders.
You looking for a good old 12-piece man? Come on in and see the Colonel. I'm Black Colonel Sanders. Get your mashed potatoes.
Yeah. I mean, it's always the same sounding guy, right?
Yeah, you still have that same voice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's the Colonel.
He is the Colonel.
Right.
Don't adjust the TV. I'm just the new spokesman.
I'm Black Colonel Sanders. Come on in, get you a bucket of our delicious chicken.
I know, the number one watching this commercial just wiped their eyes. It's okay.
I mean, somehow that feels racist.
It really
why?
Does.
I don't know why.
Chicken.
Right, and I'm used to Colonel Sanders pitching chicken to me, but
I don't know, just... Nashville hot wings. Tell him the Black Colonel sent you.
It's because he always has to distinguish himself as Black Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Because he always has to say it's the Black Colonel.
That's the Black Colonel. Tell the Black Colonel's mashed potatoes and gravy.
And try not to feel uncomfortable doing it.
Don't lick your fingers. That's not cool now.
You're change that up.
Yeah.
It'll make your mask smell fantastic.
We got 4 weeks. We get finger licking. Right now, it's just tasty.
God. It says, but not all facial hair is good. 77% of people say it's a turnoff if it's not properly groomed. So if you are going to go ahead and take that plunge, clean that bastard up.
Yeah, because it really matters now what people think of your looks. That's where we're at, society. Oh, my goodness. Wonder how I look today.
On this Zoom call with the shirtless guy.
I can't believe I can't get my hair done anymore. Where were you going?
Right.
Where were you going?
Oh, man. Back to some good news stories. Okay. A new study found that immunity to the virus could possibly last years and even decades.
That's what immunity is.
Right. Well, there was the...
Our immunity to the virus might be the definition that we have told you immunity means.
There's been a lingering question as to how long the actual immunity will last, and so they're saying that it could actually last a while.
Since you ran it on your cohorts, we're not going to put you in jail and give you an immunity. For a week.
For a week.
Like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, my impression of immunity is like, we're not going to revisit
like,
this.
I'm going to live in like some weird town in Ohio so no one can find me, right?
Just for a week.
Yeah.
Then you're going to jail.
Once funding is gone.
Right, I thought immunity meant I'm just going to sit here and tell you what I know and go home.
Right.
A new study found that mouthwash may help kill the coronavirus in your saliva.
If it's got enough alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Obviously, there's parameters that you want to...
Just say Listerine.
Then if you go to the dentist, they say, stop using the mouthwash with alcohol because it's ruining your gums. So what is it?
My dentist told me, like, do you really think cream de mint is a good call every morning? I was like, listen, man.
But my breath ain't bad.
It's minty. It's got alcohol in it. I thought I was doing a thing.
Yeah.
Cream you need a water pick, Ted.
That's the new one. That's how they're getting you now.
What?
We'll tell everyone they need a water pick. Oh, they always say.
Oh, yeah. Water picks.
Those things are amazing.
Yeah.
You have especially when you don't use them in your mouth.
Do you wear a night guard in bed?
Who needs a bidet? Water pick.
Yeah.
Looks like you might be grinding your teeth in your sleeve. Do you wear a mouth guard? We can give you this one for $400.
Or you could use this one at Amazon.
Or you go to Big Five Sporting Goods and get one for your kid that he uses to play right. High school football with.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
You can mold it, though, for your mouth shape. That's what they do. You boil it, you stick your mouth.
Literally what they do.
Right.
You put it in a cup of boiling water.
One instruction on that bad boy.
Yeah. And if you can't figure that out, son, you're not smart enough to play
my
team.
On
don't
you.
Worry about your teeth.
Right. Have you been wearing a helmet at all? You can't figure out the mouthpiece? Get him out of here, Coach.
Yep. Wood carvings at a park in Wales have been ordered to be removed.
Why is that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, Mike, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!